This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
Take your clothes off. Put her in a bucket of blood. Make her kiss a girl.
Right, yes.
So this is the 1, 2, 3, the ABC.
Yeah.
Of somewhere these things will happen. There's going to be a bucket of blood. There's going to be a girl kiss. And there's going to be, yeah, some sort of element of nakedness.
Well, there's always the 69 Club. You've got to get past that now. That's the new benchmark.
Oh my God, what do I have to do for that?
Not what you think.
How do I get in that club?
It's not that sort of 69 club. You know, Alan Rickman, David Bowie.
I'm sure I don't know.
They were all
mean.
69 years of age.
Oh, when they carved it.
Yes, sorry. It's not the other
thing. Oh, you're being so subtle.
Sorry to disappoint. Well, that's fabulous. Thank you so much for doing this. That's great.
You bet.
Yeah.
Right.
How you going in Melbourne? It's put on the good weather for you. Like, there you are.
Yeah, I know. I was expecting it to be a lot colder, but I'm delighted.
Cool. Well, I'll just explain what we do just quickly. We do a feminist show called Broad on Joy 94.9, but I also do a sci-fi show, sci-fi and horror and stuff like that as well. Great to have you in Melbourne and all that jazz.
Thank you very much.
Oz Comic Con. And this is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, speaking to the amazing Lucy Lawless. She has arrived in Melbourne.
Oh, Sonia.
Here for Oz Comic Con. And I've managed to keep myself together while waiting for you.
Oh, but congratulations.
I know. The interview's over. That's it. So tell us.
I can relax now.
So tell us, it's your first time at Oz Comic Con itself, I believe.
Yes, it is. Well, I did one in Adelaide and one in Perth, the organisers. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Very nice, too. I loved Adelaide, I must say. That was such a surprise, that city.
All the churches.
Beautiful old buildings.
Yes.
Amazing.
They're called the Wowsers of Australia, so. Yeah.
The Wowsers? Mm. Why are they Wowsers? What does that mean?
Apparently that means that they're kind of a bit more strict or something, or they're quite religious or Protestant or something. I don't know.
Oh. Oh, well, I didn't notice that. But
there you go.
Sure has got some good bars.
Yeah, cool. Now, for you, of course, everybody knows you. Everybody knows you. That's it. And Lucy, we can't go past talking about Xena, of course.
Yep.
It's 21 years now.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Shocking, but amazing.
Amazing. What's amazing to me is that people still love it and even remember it is quite a feat, I think, after 21 years, because it's been off the air a long time, you know. So I'm very grateful to it and to the fans. Keeping it close, you know, keeping it present.
Yeah. Well, I think one time I saw you at a convention, there was, like, the first few rows, there were intergenerational fans now. So you've got grandma.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mum and now granddaughter, you know.
Yeah.
As fans. How does that feel, like, that sort of generational love coming at you?
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. I mean, you'd think you'd be horrified because it means that you're getting old yourself, but actually I could be a grandmother. My daughter is 27, but
wow.
I'm not, and so I guess it's to be expected. This is the price of not dying young, you see, Sonia. You get to have all the fans, and I welcome them all.
Well, there's always the 69 Club. You've got to get past that now. That's the new benchmark.
Oh, my God, what do I have to do for that?
Not what you think.
How do I get in that club?
It's not that sort of 69 Club. You know, Alan Rickman, David Bowie.
I'm sure I don't know.
They were all 69 years of age.
Oh, when they carved it.
Yes, sorry. It's not the other
thing. Being so subtle.
Sorry to disappoint. And we are a queer radio station, so of course you have a big following.
Whoa.
Yes, you do.
I'm aware of that.
Good.
Great. Mm. Yeah.
And how do you feel about, I mean, in New Zealand there's same-sex equality now with same-sex marriage. We still don't have it in Australia.
No, what's wrong with you people? Well, yeah, you know what? The world doesn't fall apart when you get marriage equality. It just doesn't. It has not affected my marriage one iota. The fact that other people who love each other can formalize their relationships and that they have marriage equality does not hurt mine whatsoever. The world will not cave in.
No, it appears to be fine. And
yeah, and it makes them happy.
Exactly.
Why do you want people being happy? Happy people are more productive, members of society, you know what I mean?
Well, you've got no arguments here, that's for sure. And, of course, lately it's been Evil Dead.
Yeah, that's funny that I was trying to tell you that, right?
Yeah.
like I'm preaching to the converted. I'm sorry. What's the question?
You've been indoctrinated. Now, you've had Salem. That's got some queer references in there, of course, of Countess Palatine, Ingrid van Marburg, and Evil Dead. I mean, wonderful, more great stuff coming from New Zealand.
Yeah. Yes, is there a question in there?
There's a question there somewhere.
Where are you going?
The fact that I'm talking to you. Okay, I'm going with the characters that you play. You seem to play, you're starting to play sort of darker, I suppose, more villain-like characters, or more complex, maybe that's a better word for it. Do you get attracted to those kind of roles?
Maybe it is just more villain-like. Yeah. I mean, nothing so complex as your average workaday person, you know. You're right, and I think maybe that goes with the age group that I'm in, you know, that powerful women are often got more of those kind of devilish and demented qualities, but I will say they're much more fun to play. Now, I'd never wanted to play the happy wife. What a bore. So, but there seems to be something that writers default to when they hire me as their, you know, first it's like, take your clothes off, put her in a bucket of blood, make her kiss a girl.
Right, yes.
So this is the 1, 2, 3, the ABC
of
you know, somewhere these things will happen. There's going to be a bucket of blood, there's going to be a girl kiss, and there's going to be, some sort of element of nakedness.
And maybe some action thrown in there.
Kind of grotesque, you know, I can drop the blood, to be honest with you.
Bit of jumping off buildings, perhaps, with the blood and the nakedness.
Yeah, done it. Yeah, you're right, I haven't done it naked, but...
Mm. Well, you've got the Spartacus character. You've got that Spartacus experience, blood and sand.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And that, too, has Gods of the Arena, of course. That, too, has got a lot of those elements of action and all that sort of vigorous kind of...
So joyfully. Not for me. I was really happy there was zero action
involved
in that character. I was just watching it, and that suited me just fine. People would say, do you miss it? I'm like, no! You know, I'm so happy not to have anything to do with that. But now I'm doing a lot of it, and I'm really enjoying it. It shocks me that what I hated at 25 is kind of fun at 48.
Mm.
I'm really, like, proud of myself now.
Cool. And as a woman, because we are a feminist show as well, we look at that. Has that been a factor, as being a woman, those experiences? Would you call yourself?
Well, I come from a... I'm so blessed because I came from a very egalitarian society, in a very egalitarian home with a lot of brothers. I could see what knuckleheads they were, and I knew I was not inferior to them in any way. So, like, I never thought, never experienced any deficit, you know, so it didn't really register with me. I do recognize, however, that that's not everybody's experience. I was just one of the luckiest children in the world, you know.
Mm.
So, I don't deny the need for equality activism in all areas of society, but including women's equality. But I'm one of the few people who so far has kind of, I've benefited from a lot of women's hard work, you know, because women through the 60s and 70s, when I was the kid who...
Who inspired you then? Who was an inspiration?
Oh, well, my mother, and believe it or not, Catholic nuns. I went to, you know, Catholic school, and it was all run by nuns, and they were good women. There was none of this hateful kind of broomsticking behavior that, you know, goes on. They were good women. They were, and they're real activists, and they've been such supporters of me and my activism. So I got nothing but good things to say about the women that were around me as a child. And a lot of them were Catholic nuns.
Amazing, yes. Very staunch and feisty, some of them, I should imagine.
And good, that lived lives of service, and we were expected to do the same, and I hope that's what I'm continuing to do.
I can imagine you in a nun's habit, to be honest. fighting the good fight, you know, with superpowers.
Well, you know, I did wear one.
It suits you.
Renee O'Connor and I were playing nuns. I was Mother Superior, and she was, I don't know, Sister Mary Catherine or something. And, we did do something. But it didn't do justice to the wonderful nuns that helped raise me, to be honest.
So what do you want to say to those who are listening, to, say, young women who are listening, or women who aren't sure about their own power and how to empower them and get them, you know?
You know, I don't know how to answer that question exactly, but here's something that's in my mind at the moment, because I have somebody in my life that I really see them struggling to do this, and it's a young woman, to put a boundary of decency around herself, beyond which certain things, if it transgresses that boundary, but it's about safety or about relationships, there's a little invisible force field around you. If it gets inside that, and it's unwanted, or it does not deserve to be within your, you're in a space, it's gone. And I don't know how to teach that to somebody who hasn't been raised with a lot of love and care. But every woman and every boy also has to, sometimes you've got to retrofit it, you know. You've got to find how to keep yourself safe and free, because safety doesn't mean you have to be afraid, or to be afraid of the world is a bad thing. Safety means that you can go confidently in the world, because you have this invisible force field of decency around you, and nothing that is indecent can come close to you, you know. So I don't know.
No, that's good.
I wish that for every kid on the planet. Yeah.
Confidence, and, you know, having that respect.
It gives you confidence, because anything that disrespects you must be removed, or you step away from.
Exactly. Now, they're probably making sign language at you now.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They are. I thought so. Yeah. So I would love it if there was an opportunity for you to do a station ID. We're having our radiothon right at the moment, and we need money. So we need people to join. So it's Joy 94.9. It's Radiothon 2016. And it's Out Loud and Proud and Become a Member of Joy. Something like that. Would that be cool?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Lucy Lawless, otherwise known as Xena Warrior Princess, and I urge you to join Joy, because who doesn't need more of that? We're loud, we're proud, we're here.
That's beautiful. And before
I couldn't remember the numbers. Join Radiothon 2016. Joy Radio.
Thank you, that's awesome. Well, all the best for the Saturday. You'll be signing, talking at Oz Comic Con in Melbourne 2016.
I will be here. Come on down and see me. Come on, see me sometime.
Thank you very much, Lucy.
It's a pleasure. You're welcome.
Good luck. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye. See ya.
You're the one obstacle in my way, so what's your price? What do you really want?
What do I want? I want this to be done. I want the last 40 years of my life.
10 years.
I want the last years of my life to be worth living. I want a 20-ounce steak every night for dinner, a little pat of butter right there. I want cable TV with all the premium channels.
And Jacksonville. Take it. I can give you all of that.
Okay. No, you're just trying to beguile me with those radar eyes of yours.
Lay down your weapons and go back to your life. I am offering you the undo button you wanted. Take it.
And that was a quick chat to the amazing, the marvelous Lucy Lawless, one of those power women, I guess you'd say, in Hollywood and New Zealand. And whatever she does, yeah, the fans just enjoy it immensely, her talents and her very staunch view at the world, and her confidence certainly does rub off. So we hope you enjoyed that little interview there with Lucy Lawless, who's in town at the moment, Melbourne town, for something called Oz Comic Con. And of course, Oz Comic Con is at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre from tomorrow, the 11th of June, to the 12th of June. It's Queen's birthday weekend. There's a lot happening in Melbourne town, and Oz Comic Con is certainly something where you can unleash your inner geek. Just head to ozcomiccon.com/2016 to find out more. Here in Melbourne, we're lucky to have John Barrowman as well, who's also an advocate for the community, of course. This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream and Broad here on Joy 94.9. And don't forget to join. There's still time to join for Radiothon. You can still be part of it. It's the competition period itself runs till the 30th of June of this year, so there's plenty of time. The Radiothon week itself, which is all the fun stuff, really, that runs to 10th of June. But in any case, don't forget to join us by going to joy.org.au. That's joy.org.au. Out loud and proud for Radiothon 2016. I'm Sonia, here on Joy. I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I'm old, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I found.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi and scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.